Friends, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Anybody remember what I preached on last Sunday? Let's have it. What did I preach on last Sunday? Praise, absolutely. Okay, good. So last Sunday I preached on praise, right? I talked about how praise comes from gratitude and how gratitude comes from being in the moment. But the truth is that last week's sermon could be all summed up in one word, and that word is orientation. We are well oriented in life when we are present in each moment, and from that moment offer gratitude and praise. According to Walter Brueggemann, these psalms of orientation in Scripture, they vocalize what it's like to be oriented towards God. And so there's things like, O Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Or, from the rising of the sun to its setting, the Lord, your name is to be praised. Or, happy are those who take refuge in God. These are psalms that we're really comfortable with. These are psalms of gratitude, of God ordering life. They reflect life the way that we expect it to be, full of blessing for the faithful. These are psalms where the law is celebrated and where God is to be praised. Psalms of orientation remind us of creation and love and wisdom and relationship. They're helpful reminders for when everything is going well in our lives and we allow ourselves to be oriented back to God. They put us in a proper place of gratitude and praise. But there's another kind of psalm that corresponds to our life experience. These are psalms of disorientation. In Brueggemann, who came up with this threefold pattern of orientation and disorientation, and next week's going to be about reorientation, he writes this. He says, psalms of disorientation lead us into the dangerous acknowledgement of how life really is. They lead us into the presence of God, where everything is not polite or civil. They cause us to think unthinkable thoughts and utter unutterable words. Perhaps worst, they lead us away from the comfortable religious claims of modernity, in which everything is managed and controlled. In our modern experience, but probably also in every successful and affluent culture, it is believed that enough power and knowledge can tame the terror and eliminate the darkness. It's no wonder that the church has intuitively avoided these psalms. See, psalms of disorientation, they lead us away from praise, away from a life well-ordered, into terror and raggedness and pain. These are psalms for when we experience the brokenness of life, where everything is chaotic. These are lament psalms where we express to God our anger and our frustration and our longing. Our psalm today is a psalm of disorientation. Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. You ever felt like that? See, there's this idea that this weird idea that we have that pain and loss and heartbreak and even poverty, that these are moral issues. Meaning that if you face one of these things, then it's because you've done something wrong. That you've made a bad decision. or you're poor because you haven't worked hard enough. But the truth is that we all have been in situation, and when we feel like the waters of life, they've come up to our necks, and we're just waiting to drown in misery. And the psalmist today expresses well what it's like to be in that position. He cried out, "I sink in deep mire where there is no foothold." Haven't you ever been or felt like you're on ground and there's no stable foothold? Maybe you're switching jobs, having a baby, don't know where you're going to live because of a housing crisis, entering into retirement. The psalmist is your voice. He goes on, "I have come into deep waters, and the flood, it sweeps over me." Maybe it's just not that there is no foothold on the ground for you, but that the waters are already crashing around you and you don't know what to do. This psalmist, he understands. And he goes on, "I am weary with my crying. My throat is parched. My eyes grow dim as I wait for my God." You ever been there? Crying so much that you need to drink water? Crying because you don't know what to do because the bills, they keep coming, or because you lost a loved one, or because you're sitting across from someone who doesn't remember you. Crying because you feel lost. The ground has unsure footing. Waters are sweeping over you. The psalmist gets it. In fact, Jesus gets it too. Because if you know your New Testament, you know that Psalm 69 is a psalm that Jesus uses throughout his whole ministry. Or perhaps it's because a relationship has broken down in your life. Psalmist cries out, "I am the subject of gossip." Have you ever been the topic of conversation when a small group gets together and they speak about you without generosity and without love, and they put you in the worst possible light, and somebody from that group comes and tells you what happens in that group? I have. Psalmist has too. See, being in a place of disorientation doesn't mean that you lack faith. It's not because you've done something wrong. It's not to teach you some grand life lesson, but there's lessons to be learned for sure. Friends, disorientation is a natural part of life. And God has given us a way forward. It's not to ignore it. It's not to positively think our way out of it. We respond during those times of disorientation by feeling what it feels like, by accepting the burden of what it's like in that moment. Because here's the thing. If we push all of that down and don't feel it, it stays alive in the graveyard we try to put it in. And it's going to come out. Going to come out until you deal with it. And the way that we deal with it is by accepting the situation we're in and lamenting to God. God, the situation I'm in, it really sucks. I'm in pain. This isn't right. I shouldn't have to watch my loved one go through this. I shouldn't have to have people talk about me. I shouldn't see my best friend die. This sucks. Sometimes we think, well, I don't want to bother God with that stuff. That's not what God wants to hear. God already knows what's in your heart, friends. God's already there with you in your pain. Tell it to God. It's not selfish to lament. And it's not selfish to ask God for help. God, I need you to get me through this. God, I need you to make a path forward for me. God, I need you to comfort me during this time. God, I need you to take this away. We get through these times by lamenting and petitioning. And we get through these times, friends, by leaning on each other. We have this weird, weird notion in American culture that's infiltrated and infected the Church of God. And it's this idea that we shouldn't go to other people for help. That we should do it on our own. That my problems are my problems. And you have your own problems, so let's just not even talk about it. We get through these times by depending on one another. When you're sick, when your loved one is sick, don't push other people away. Let them make meals for you and sit with you and pray with you and cry with you. Let them hear your pain. See, when you do these things for people during their times of disorientation, you are being the literal hands and feet and body of God to the person in their time of disorientation. And when you receive people who are willing to do these things for you, you are receiving the hands and the feet and the body of God with you. We have this radical notion in the church that Christ exists in every single one of us. So when we receive people, we are receiving God. And Jesus himself, he prayed this prayer during times of disorientation. On the cross, he said, "My throat is parched," quoting this psalm. Our Lord, he experienced the full range of what it means to be human, including disorientation. You're going to experience it too. God understands what it means. "Save me, O Lord, for the water is up to my neck." We have a God who not only experienced these things, but promises that he will get you through those times. May not be in the way you want or expect, but God will get you through them. So lean into God during those times of disorientation, because God is already right now leaning into you. Amen.